The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Thomas, called Didymus, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples said to him, "We have seen the Lord." But Thomas said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands, and put my finger into the nail marks, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." Now a week later, his disciples were again inside, and Thomas was with them. Jesus came, although the doors were locked, and stood in their midst and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands, and bring your hand and put it into my side, and do not be unbelieving, but believe." Thomas answered and said to him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you come to believe because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and have believed." The Gospel of the Lord. Good, so once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Welcome. Now, here's the feast of St. Thomas, who unfortunately goes down in history as Doubting Thomas, right? Very unfortunate, because anybody who sheds their blood for the faith as a martyr, the last thing you could say about them is that they're replete with doubt, right? St. Thomas, according to tradition, went and preached as far as India. And to this day, Indians on the Malabar coast call themselves Christians of St. Thomas. And they passed down an interesting story. Now, this began as oral tradition. And then it was written down in poetry, and then it was written down in song, and it was finally written down in prose in the 3rd century. You might find this interesting. The story of what happened after Jesus rose from the dead, according to these Christians in India, that the apostles gathered around and they drew lots to determine where each would go. Some were going to go north, and some were going to go to Lebanon, and some were going to go to the coast, and some were going to go south. And St. Thomas, it turns out, drew the short straw because he had to go east all the way to India. And he was terribly distraught because he didn't know the language, because it was such a terribly distant and difficult culture. And according to tradition now, Jesus appeared to Thomas in a dream and said, "Do not be afraid, because I will be with you." And the very next day, Thomas woke up and he met a cloth merchant from India who said that he was going back to Punjab, where the king was building a royal palace, and he was looking for skilled workers to help. So Thomas came along with him, made the journey to India. When he got there, the king was so impressed with the depth of Thomas's faith. Not only was the heart of the king converted, but through the king, all the people, and it became the beginnings of Christianity in India. So the depth of Thomas's faith. You know, you'd be hard-pressed to find a deeper believer. Thomas was the first person to express his willingness to die for the Lord. And Jesus says, "Now the Son of Man will go up to Jerusalem, where he will be handed over to sinful men and be crucified and be killed." And Thomas says, "Let us also go along that we might die with him." You'd be hard-pressed to find a deeper expression of faith in all the New Testament than this: "My Lord and my God." Not just teacher, not just rabbi, not even Messiah, but Lord and God. And not just any Lord and God, but how personal. The Lord is his Lord. And yet Thomas goes down as Doubting Thomas, and you know, we can learn from that as well. Because when you stop and you think about it, Thomas's doubts are your doubts too. Thomas doubted the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And the resurrection is precisely what all of us suffer from when we doubt as well. You don't doubt the historical fact that Jesus rose from the dead, right? Or you wouldn't be here. But what we doubt is everything that that implies. So stop and think about this for just a moment. Do you really, in the depths of your heart, believe and know to be true that death is not the end of the story? Do you really believe and understand everything that's meant when we say that sin does not get the last word? Because if you do, you'll never lose hope. Think about it now more personally. Think about it more closer to home. That in every sadness, in every sorrow, no matter how small, that your Heavenly Father always has a greater plan. It's the resurrection and all that it implies, brothers and sisters, that's the heart of all of our doubts. And it's good that St. Thomas wrestled with this, because we wrestle with it as well. It's okay to be sad, to have your heart filled with sorrow for the evil that you see in the world or even in your own life. Just understand this, that no matter how deep the pit of darkness that you may discover, that the goodness of God is always deeper still. St. Thomas saw the risen Lord and said, "My Lord and my God." What we want to do is see the risen Lord through the eyes of faith and repeat his words. Let's ask for his prayers today to help us to do just that. St. Thomas, pray for us.